Joining us now, we have the head golf professional up at TPC River Highlands, Larry Antonuzzi. Larry, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, you know, it seems like your tournament goes into some cycles. I mean, we see some guys that when they say there are horses for courses, man, we've seen Stuart Sink, we've seen Hunter Mahan. Now it seems to be the Bubba Watson Invitational. Is this kind of how things go?
Yeah, you know, I mean, historically, since you know, Travelers Championship took over as the title sponsor, it's been a lot of first time winners on tour. So, you know, right now it does seem like the Bubba Show. He loves the golf course, and the fans up here in New England love him. But you know, it presents an opportunity for a lot of first time winners, so it should be exciting.
Well, I mean, exciting is what this tournament, you know, that excitement is what this tournament has delivered since 2007. With the exception of Kenny Perry's three-stroke win in 2009, you've had four playoffs and four one-stroke wins. Can we expect similar fireworks on Sunday?
You know what? History's got to repeat itself, so I'm thinking so.
And are you still looking at scores somewhere in the 12 to 15 range to win it?
You know, I would say something around there. You know, obviously weather does play a lot. You know, if we get a lot of rain and the course softens up a little bit, we'll see a little bit lower scores. You know, if we get a dry week, a humid week like we've been having here throughout the summer, and we can get the greens running pretty quick and the rough high and it's playing firm and fast, you know, who knows what it could bring? These guys are so good nowadays that they confuse me.
You know, this golf course, I played it eons ago, and there's been a lot of changes over the years to this golf course. What's kind of your favorite hole coming down the stretch? I mean, we've seen a Bubba meltdown on a par 3, 16, hitting it in the water before. We've seen things. I mean, 16's rerouted a few times. The par 3's gone in each direction. What's kind of your favorite place to go watch and see these guys either, you know, light up a hole or go the other way on a hole, have a little bit of carnage?
You know, believe it or not, you know, the last four holes have been deemed by a lot of players as the best four finishing holes that they play all year. But I honestly think the most exciting hole is number 15. It's a short 293-yard par 4, so it's drivable. But, you know, we've got out of bounds right. There's water left of the green. It's definitely a tricky green. You know, we've seen everything from, you know, eagles and birdies coming down the stretch to eights, nines, and whatnot. So really that stretch starting on 15, is especially on Sunday or Saturday afternoon, is kind of what makes or breaks the event.
Well, Larry, when you say 15 is drivable, is there anything the tour can do in the setup to keep it from being drivable?
Unfortunately, no. You know, the yardage is the yardage, and we unfortunately can't make it any longer. And even where the tee position is, you know, it's still a pretty straight-out type of shot. So, you know, pin position could factor in, you know, whether it's in, you know, if that pin's in the front, you know, and you miss just short, it is a tough shot to an elevated green where, you know, if it's in that back corner, room to work with. But I could tell you, if you miss the green short, no matter where the pin is, you still got a pretty tricky up and down to make birdie.
So if you weren't working so hard that weekend, is that where we would find you watching? Would you watch on 15 to see what happens?
I would start on 15 and you know, 15 and, you know, 16 brought the excitement with Bubba Watson. And, you know, 17 is also an exciting hole. Not that it's terribly long, but there's water all down the right side. And then obviously 18, you know, coming up where, you know, where we'll have hopefully 50,000 to 75,000 spectators sitting up there, and the pressure of maybe winning your first event or winning your 20th event all comes into play.
Yeah, so, you know, we look at the scheduling this year, and you're kind of shoehorned in there. We've had the major, I almost call it like the month of major, where we've had
these
majors kind of worked in there. Does that create a little maybe different level of excitement for your tournament as we go forward? I mean, after everybody's all hyped up because we've just had all these major championships in a row.
You know, I think, you know, especially with golf getting into the Olympics too, I think there's a lot of excitement around golf. And, you know, last year when we were, you know, talking about the tournament moving to potentially August and these types of dates, you know, we were all kind of skeptical. It's middle of the summer. It's, you know, hot. It's vacation time up in New England. But, you know, when you think about it, There's only three more tour events till FedEx Cup points race ends. There's only three more events till Ryder Cup points end. So I think there's a lot of excitement around golf right now, like you said, with the majors wrapping up this week and the Olympics and then the start of the FedEx Cup here in just a short month coming up.
Well, I mean, historically, you guys the tournament has developed an amazing reputation for making it easy for players to get there. When they're on the other side of the country, you guys send a jet out, you bring the players there, you give them no excuse not to show up. Well, they're in northern New Jersey. Are they going to Uber? I mean, how are they going to get to you? You're not going to send the jet to northern New Jersey, are you?
No, so typically when the event's on the East Coast, travelers will shuttle everyone up in buses, coach buses and whatnot. Maybe if we have a PGA championship winner, he might get the special ride in the jet. And when it's on the West Coast, travelers, does provide flights for the players, the caddy, and their families to fly on out here. So, Travelers does an amazing job of making sure that the players get here hassle-free.
Now, is that one of the things that makes the tournament special? I mean, that the players really appreciate it? They love the course. They love the way they're treated. Can that make a big difference?
I think that makes a huge difference. I've talked to players and heard testimonials from players, and when they come here, they obviously love the golf course. I think the golf course sets up for anybody to win. You go years back and Corey Pavin, was in a playoff. And I think the way they get treated, the way they feel from travelers, and not only this week from the traveler staff, but throughout the entire year, when they see Nathan Groob, who's our tournament director, and Andy Bassett, who's the vice president of travelers, they see the smiling faces and, they remember the names and, they remember just special things about the players that really touch home and make the players really want to come up here.
I mean, Mark is from Massachusetts. I'm from Massachusetts. I still have a house in Maine. How do we get more tournaments in New England?
Yeah, well, I think, it's funny. I was asked this question a couple of weeks ago, and you look at the schedule and just where everything is, the West Coast swing, then you got the Florida swing, and then you throw the majors in there. Summer just seems to creep by so fast, and once you're kind of into June, it just goes by so quickly. You've obviously got a little bit on the East Coast, but we don't want any more competing with us in Connecticut, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, how would you describe golf in New England? Because I think New England golf is some of the best golf in the country. How would you describe it to somebody here in the Carolinas who maybe hasn't been?
Yeah, I think, New England golf is great. The unfortunate part is that it is a very short season. You start out, hopefully, beginning of April, end of March, if you get lucky. And, by the time courses get ready, it's May. And, the fall comes quickly. But, I like you guys said, both being from up here, the September-October golf is just phenomenal up here in New England. It's the right temperatures. You've got the foliage with the leaf change. It's just a different scene.
Again, we're talking with the head golf professional up at TPC River Highlands, Larry Antonozzi. And Larry, when we talk about you got a bunch of major champions that are coming out to play. We know Bubba Watson's had a lot of success there of late. Who does this golf course favor? I mean, Bubba doesn't really hit a straight shot, and he's a long hitter. He can tone it down. He's got great short game, incredible hands. We've seen guys like Stuart Sink, who are kind of more of a grinder. Hunter Mahan's a little bit more of a grinder. Who does this course favor, day in and day out, kind of irregardless of the weather conditions?
Yeah, I think, like we talked about earlier, it's not a terribly long golf course. It is a par 70, and it is 6,900 yards. Especially I'm going to tell you coming this year, the rough right now is at about 4 inches. Now that might change a little bit based on the rules officials and what they want to see. But, it is key to hit fairways here. Like I said, the rough is incredibly thick, especially this time of the year. And obviously, I think like any tournament, the guys who win are usually leading the putting statistics. So it's not about, a guy who hits it 360 off the tee. It's a guy who's going to find the fairway and really make the putts.
So when we start to talk about scores that you know, you'd be comfortable with in the clubhouse. So if you're talking about in the past 15, 16, 12, whatever, in that range, you know, how many strokes would you have if you're four or five groups back to go into the clubhouse and have seven beers?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, depending on how tight that leaderboard is up top, but, you know, to comfortably be out of it, I would say you got to be four or five strokes to feel good about either leaving or like you said, enjoying some adult beverages.
Yeah, I mean, when we come down the stretch, I mean, what number right now would you feel comfortable, you know, throwing a few back if you were done on a Sunday afternoon and you're saying, okay, this is the number I feel good at?
Yeah, we're going to hold you to it, not just four or five clear. I want to know what
What's the number that you're comfortable with?
He's going to say
the
22.
Number under par, huh?
Yeah, 22?
I would say if I'm at 10 under par, I'm kind of packing myself in for the week.
Oh, very nice.
I like that with the 4-inch rough. I like that. Like that a lot. And that's, you know, the one good thing about New England rough is, unlike Bermuda rough down here, you kind of, I mean, it 4 inches, you know what you're getting. I mean, you can still go down and get it. You got a pretty good idea what's going on because the ball's going to sit a certain way. You know, this Bermuda rough down here, man, it goes in, and sometimes it sits on top, sometimes it sits in the middle, and sometimes it goes to the bottom. So I always thought that was the hardest transition making coming from, you know, northern golf to southern golf, was hitting it in the rough. At least up there, you kind of know what you're getting. So when they hit it in this 4-inch rough, it's going to the bottom, isn't it?
It's going all the way down.
Yeah.
Well, but the difference is, now it's not Scotland, but that rough's been there a long time. Those are deep, deep roots. That stuff doesn't just come up, you know. You're not pulling pelts out without a good swing.
Exactly. You're trying to advance it and get a better position for your next shot, not thinking birdie.
All right, so how do the membership feel about guys shooting way under par? Do they like seeing the way under par, or do they want to see this rough 4 inches? They want to see guys struggling to get to double digits.
Well, I would say if I took a poll right now, they want to see these guys struggle because they've been struggling for months out of this rough. But I think like everyone, you know, when you're watching a tournament, maybe the major, you know, you're looking for lower scores and tighter scores, but I know the crowds up here, you know, I want to watch birdies. You know, I want to see great shots and people just go on a birdie run to keep that excitement level up, especially with the crowds here. You know, we over the years, we've had some of the top crowds on tour, and that's what really gets this place going. There's not many claps for bogeys, but there's a ton of claps for birdies.
So you're telling me that half the membership is upset because their handicaps have gone up, and the other half of the and the other half of the membership is really excited because their handicaps went up.
I think you nailed that one pretty good.
We've heard this story before.
I'm sure you have.
Larry, we look forward to a great tournament up there, and we appreciate you hopping on with us.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.